This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Okay, and we're back.
Slap it.
And we're back.
We're doing all sorts. We're talking about great stuff off mic, off camera. And we want, and I just want to, you know, I like rolling when things are getting cooking. Because okay. You get some fun moments, you know?
We're That's not, how food trucks work.
Oh, God.
What are we talking about? We're talking about a prop that we have on this table.
It's a
vintage walkie-talkie man that also has recording capabilities.
Recording.
And it
James
would be
recording.
Fun. James Recorton. Late show with James Recording. Dude, something is up with my neighborhood this weekend, man.
What do you got? The cops all over your ass?
There's the cops all over the place. There are too many ambulances. And sometimes when there's an emergency situation, all the cops and the EMTs and the fire department, they'll all be like laughing outside. But while they're laughing, they'll be getting out the dead person gurney. And I'm like, oh, you've seen a lot.
Oh, they've been around the block.
You know that you're not in danger, so you'll immediately. Yeah.
Those people have a courage that I will never have.
Yeah, they're different.
They're built different.
They're built for tough, those people.
Yeah, those are like. Those are the people that when they talk about survival of the fittest, those are the fittest.
They're still going to be around, those people.
Yeah.
Because they know how to make a house with an axe.
And can survive. Yeah.
Yeah. I can survive was my favorite Patti LaBelle song.
We need our GPS, Mike.
I don't know how to get out of my parking garage without my GPS.
I forgot where I parked my car.
I have an app that tells me when I'm gonna menstruate.
Meanwhile, you have people taking your dead friends in the back of an ambulance.
You know what's really funny about that?
That's some courage you don't even know, son.
That's true.
This is figs.
Remember in Monty Python where the guy just had a wheelbarrow and he had a pile of dead people? It's really not that much different.
No, it's just more covered.
Yeah, it's more covered. There's probably a shock system, and there's like a
road now.
I like how there's a cushion.
There's a road now. Like there's an upgrade, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine going back in time and telling that guy that.
There's gonna be you gotta stick around. There's gonna be roads.
There's
now.
There's gonna be roads now.
Does he?
Good use of buttons.
How you doing, Mike?
Why is there a cushion on the dead person gurney?
For us.
You know what I mean?
It's aesthetic. It's like, why put a costume on a dog? It's for us.
I honestly don't know.
It's for us. It's for the living.
Sure.
And the conscious. Next question.
That's when you have a angel and a devil on your shoulder, right?
Yeah. Ask me another one, Mike.
Why are there pads? Why is it so nice and padded in a coffin?
For us.
Okay.
Because we want to look comfortable, right?
Why is there zero padding in the morgue? In like the.
Because we're not in there.
In the freezer section.
Because we're not in there. Right. They're kicking corpses around in there.
You think they move stuff like a crowded closet?
They have a trebuchet.
What is that?
That can launch a body to where they need it.
from this side of the room to the table.
That's a secret. We can't know.
Hey, can we launch a body on this table? I want to get started.
Why does that horn sound sadder?
What is that?
Doesn't I've never that heard sound that sadder?
Before. Yeah.
Something's wrong.
That's somebody's first and last interaction with a horn.
Oh, you know what it might be? Because these are two audio channels. Let's talk shop here. We're probably here on the other side of that stereo track.
Do you need both sides in?
No, I think this one was the side that worked. Because you know how in the stereo track, there's like a lower
Maybe.
When they mix it.
Yeah. And this has been...
Whatever, you talk. I'm done talking for a sec.
All right. I'd rather just hang out and wait for you to be okay again before I continue.
I'm great. I just need a moment, okay?
We were baked brownies today. Yes.
We were baked brownies place. Today, yeah. And, Ariana!
Thank you, Ariana. For making your on-camera debut, probably.
Probably not.
Yes.
Do you feel like this is this angle and where you're sitting looks like a Pornhub video is gonna start? Over yeah, here?
Who's getting cast? Is it them or us?
It's like
they're the scummy ones.
It's like, and they're like, fuck your friend. Stepbrother and stepsister have secret sex while podcast is recording.
Dude, go to Pornhub.
That's pretty hot. I'd watch that.
Go to Pornhub right now and type in podcast. And there has to be like some kind of a subgenre.
Yeah, there's like blowjob under the table for during podcast.
Newly divorced MILF starts a podcast with BBC.
Cousin and step uncle and mom start a massage podcast
and are interrupted.
Someone busts in and they're in trouble.
Edging podcast by co-working step cousins.
It's great, though, that it's great that that's like that. Because, like, I don't really notice them saying they're brother and sister and shit. I think it's the titles. And for some reason, this new generation of horny fucking all-access fucking teens.
Yeah.
Fucking boomer.
Dude, that's fucking noomers.
Fucking boot babies.
What did we do to a whole... generation of people that they desperately want to fuck their stepsisters and brothers.
The internet opened up the pathways that were closed because there's only a certain percentage of people in the world that
Amen.
Are into certain things like that
uh-huh.
that we may find bizarre and strange.
Taboo even.
Taboo. The planet in
my
Star
favorite
War.
Planet. Yeah, my favorite Watchmen planet.
And the internet opened up those people's winders, and they could hear their friends talking about banging their stepsisters, and they were like, oh, fuck yeah, I thought I was alone!
There's really no reason not to bang your stepsister if it's consensual.
I guess, but like, man...
Your parents are strangers.
It depends. Did you know each other since you were babies? Because that's
know.
Weird.
No, I'm thinking in all of these videos, I think they meet when they're 21.
Well, sure. Like, suddenly they're step siblings?
Yeah.
I want suddenly step siblings.
Oh, fuck. Susan Sarandon and Will Ferrell
Let's
are suddenly
that.
Stepsisters.
Let's make that movie.
Okay.
Suddenly step siblings.
Okay.
And then later we'll do suddenly stepsisters and then suddenly step brothers.
Yeah. And the same thing happens in every movie, and that is having sex. It's pretty good.
We got it. We're done.
It's not great. Hold for plane.
Holy shit.
I opened the window because it was stuffy in here, and now we could hear hold for plane. So I apologize for that. That one got me nice.
That one got me nice.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
What is it?
Unless you had something to bring
up. I have absolutely nothing.
Okay, perfect. You know how on the internet, round about whatever it is time right now in November, people start to get real ornery about hearing Christmas music in the stores? First of all, that's annoying. That's more annoying than hearing Christmas music too early is people tweeting about how annoyed they are that they are hearing Christmas music around Christmas time. First of all, that's really annoying. Second of all, it happens one time, unless you're in retail, those are the only people who can complain. If you don't work in retail, you're not allowed to complain about that. 'Cause you'll listen to goddamn Maroon 5. Every 365 days a year, but you can't hear Christmas music for 2 months every year?
You know, I mean, come on. You know, I mean.
You really had nothing for any of that.
No, I've got plenty to say. It's just that I like that there's those types of people out there because it's funny.
Okay.
It's funny that there's people that are truly bothered by it.
Okay.
And I like looking at people like get uncomfortable sometimes. I like watching that from afar.
You should walk around and play Christmas music. You could watch it happen real time.
I've never done that.
Yeah. Well, you have instruments.
I wanted to give you this music for when you were like...
And I'll tell you what else is the problem.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't have any other problems.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tonight on The Problem...
What kind of stand-up comedian are you if you don't have a...
A gripe with something?
Yeah.
What do I have gripes with?
Let's start it over.
Hold on. I got to think of a gripe first. Tonight... Hear my gripes.
Why can't there be universal ATMs?
Why do doors only open one way? I'm not gonna steal anything.
Why is there one-way doors? Let's make the turn signal brighter.
Why, whenever there's a revolving door, does it never work? And they're always like, use the regular door.
It's not always obvious it's a push or a pull door.
Why do I have to take my shirt off in TSA?
I get embarrassed when it's a push and I pull.
I don't like swimming in an above ground pool with strangers.
But I think it's fancy.
I don't like people who act like it's a huge deal to maintain an above ground pool. You knew what you were buying. Ooh. It's a puddle that you keep in your yard.
That one was
controversial.
Deep.
Yeah. I'm going to try to reel it back a little bit. I don't want to offend anybody. Deep Pocket Chopra.
Deep Pockets Chopra.
That joke I just made about above ground pools is going to keep me off SNL someday. And I'd like to apologize publicly.
When I said Deep Pock. Well, I forgot.
Okay.
Please welcome.
We gotta ride it out.
I'm glad that we made it to the other side.
Me too. That could have been real bad. It could have ended in like some mistakes.
Yeah.
Like that what? I will never forget. Should that be a play overlap or should be a play stop?
I didn't hate it. I think it should be used sparingly.
It is fun to cut it off.
I do like when it stops.
Me too. That's a fun bit.
I can't tell you how much I enjoy that.
Boy, I love bits. Wait.
I'd listen to that podcast. That's pretty much every podcast.
Boy, I love bits. I had 11. I'm Ted, and I'll talk about how much I love bits tonight at on the news.
I'm Ted, extremely ethnic last name.
Ted Veracruz Sanchez Jr.
I'm Joan Villanueva Nueva Dos Jr.
Villa Senor Los Lobos.
Los Lobos. Los Lonely
Veracruz
Boys.
Sanchez Fernando Veracruz.
I'm Ted Los Lonely Boys. How far is heaven tonight?
Dude, I 11. Love that song. Fuck everything, dude. I'm off the rails today.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not doing okay.
Okay, talk about it. Why aren't you doing okay?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And okay. And some of those have already been spoken about. And, you know, I'm in the process of dealing with. But, you know, man, I fucking broke my hand.
Yeah.
Like a fucking idiot.
Well, sometimes you break your hand.
Yeah, but I'm making like 13-year-old mistakes.
That's okay.
16-year-old boy mistakes.
But you didn't make them when you were 16, so you gotta go through it at some point. And now whenever somebody's like, you ever fucking punch something? You could be like, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but I don't care, man. That doesn't interest me.
Stories don't interest
you? I'm embarrassed.
You? Okay.
I'm embarrassed about it.
Yeah. That's all right. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Anyway, I'm living in it, so I'm not like... I'm a little off the rails. I guess it's just because, you know, I'm like emotionally very imbalanced right now. And I'm like alone at home because Alana's in Thailand right now. So I'm just like this like broken hand, sad boy, broken man.
Yeah.
Walking around my apartment in the nude completely.
Uh-huh.
With this thing on.
With a puppet that's not talking.
And I'm just like, I can't play video games. I can't masturbate. I'm having like a really rough time.
You can go lefty and solve two of your problems.
Yeah, but like I don't have the stamina for that.
Hmm.
My bones don't work that way.
You can
it's
fuck
never
your couch.
Been done.
You ever fuck your couch?
I don't have anything to fuck my couch with.
You got a dick?
That sounds like a chafing nightmare.
Yeah, you do have
which
kind
is
of
my
a,
favorite
Goosebumps book.
Gary Shandling movie from the 90s. Both good. I liked the
Kevin
Goosebumps.
Smith directed Chafing Amy.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm I smoked a little marijuana before the show, and you know, I'm just feeling like
you smoked
my
in front
emotions
of the sheriff,
are
too.
Everywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were police out there, and I was like, I don't think this is gonna matter at all. They don't give a fuck.
I don't think you were on their radar.
I'm not on their radar, baby girls. So anyway, you know, I'm dealing with some shit, Mike. And so I'm self-medicating, and I'm having my time, and I'm getting through it as best I can.
I need you not to overdose on anything before Alana gets back. I need you to promise
I've
me.
Already overdosed on Funyuns at least one night.
That's dude, the older you get, the more, I can't believe the song is still playing. You get, like, shitty food hangovers.
Yes. Like, oh, yes.
Now it's just in me.
All that processed shit gives you a food hangover.
That being said, I gotta try one of these brownies.
Anyway, so I'm just like a roller coaster, man. And yeah. Then I smoked a little pot because it relaxes me and it helps me get through the tougher instances, and it's a nice thing.
You ever smoke a CBD joint?
No.
It's like,
I just heard a pretty interesting thing about CBD.
Talk about
Let's
it.
Let's turn into the Joe Rogan podcast. All
you know, CBD to expand your mind, and then you fight on the mat for pride.
CBD helps me get into my sleep tank where I can't hear anything. And it helps me get into a place where I would rather be than where I am.
One time I dabbed CBD and I ate the nose off a deer.
I flipped my car over after just smoking a little CBD.
I wedged an elk underneath a train with CBD.
I clotheslined a moose.
And there you got breakfast for a week, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking milked a moose.
I smacked a snake to death.
Welcome back to the Joe Rogan Podcast, episode 2097, where my special guest for 4 hours is a rattlesnake.
So you ever done DMT?
So much hair on this microphone.
It's Italian. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, I'm trying to, I'm a very codependent person.
Sure.
And I like having people around, and I don't like being alone for too long. But I figured that with Alana being gone and me just kind of having the place to myself, I was thinking of just kind of like giving it a shot and just seeing like what it would be like to cut back on being around people all the time and just giving myself some time. And even though it's like a kind of a rough time to try that, I guess I've never been motivated really to try it before. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling motivated to try it because
I feel like I'm finally done with everyone for a little
while. In a way I'm done with some of that in a way, just for right now. And, yeah, I'm just fucking managing, and I'm on a roller coaster.
It's good to be alone sometimes, and then when you want people back, everyone is within arm's reach.
Oh, totally. And it's, yeah, I'm not like, it's not a problem. I'm trying to like give it a shot.
Yeah.
And feel my feelings and see if I can like manage them. And I'm just like, I'm all over the place. I'm like panic attacks everywhere and anxiety. Like I'm like feeling panicky right now.
Oh
yeah.
Is there anything I could do to,
no,
do you want to watch him eat 17 brownies right now?
No.
Would that make you feel anything?
No, that wouldn't help.
Okay.
Unless it would make you feel good, then that would help.
I don't know that it would make either of us feel good. I'm thinking about having one, but also chewing on a podcast isn't really respectful.
No, but this podcast is not very respectful.
You're right. One time we told a girl's mother that we were going to take her away.
Yeah.
Remember when we did that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Her name was Wendy, and she's probably not a fan still.
We've said things we can't take back. Dude, I think I need that riff in the soundboard.
The guitar. Yes, I'm in full support of that. Dude, imagine touring with this band and being the guitar player and having to play this every night for the rest of your
honestly,
life.
Honestly, dude, I'd like to think that they love this fucking song.
I truly hope so.
Even to this day. And they're so proud of it, and they just give it their all every time they fucking play it.
I hope that's
what
the case.
I choose to believe.
You know who's like that? Vertical Horizon is like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one's Vertical Horizon?
I can't think while this song is on. You're a God, Everything You Want. You would know it was the most popular song in 1999, Everything You Want.
Oh, I don't think I know this.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in.
Everything You Want?
Yeah, that's the one. What did I say?
No.
Everything there is.
No, that's what you said. I don't know if I know this song.
You don't remember the song? He's gonna sue us now.
Let me click through. Is that okay?
No, hold on.
Okay. Somewhere there's speaking. Oh.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
So I hang out with this guy.
Really?
And one of the first things I asked him was, do you have to play this all the time? Yeah. Is it terrible? And he's like, dude, whenever it starts getting whatever, I remind myself that my whole great life came from like this song and like three other songs. And every time I'm playing it, I like transport myself back to where I was when I wrote it. And I was like, that's the most perfect response.
I love that.
Yeah. Let's bring him out.
Come on out, Trivin.
Trivin.
Trivin, I said. I really hope they love it. I know there's some people that are sick of it. Did you see that Ringo is making his last album and now and then he's going to retire?
This is my last one.
Oh, wait, no, that's Paul.
It doesn't matter. They all got one.
This is my last one.
So,
well, you know, I've got like 4,000 rings.
I just figured since I have 4,000 rings, this should be my last album.
I've got enough rings now.
That was, he was doing it for the whole time.
Yeah, he wanted 4,000 rings.
3,999.
Wait, how come it took so long?
He's counting them.
4,000.
No, why did it take so long to get 4,000 rings?
Well, he's picky,
dude.
He
loves rings. He's got a criteria. Yeah.
He has standards.
So he can't just give him like a plastic ring and be like, Ringo, I wanted to gift you a ring because I know you're trying to collect 4,000 rings.
Dude,
everyone knows that.
Dude, every time he trips.
Bruce Springsteen did a song about it.
All his rings come out like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
4,000 rings. My friend.
I'd like to have
4,000 rings.
4,000 rings.
My friend. Give it what you got. Get all out now and get your 4,000 rings.
Ringo and Pink Floyd?
No, that was like a Springsteen or like a who's that guy? How does it feel?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, Dylan. Yeah.
Dude, if there was ever world peace, Ringo would have nothing to do.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's all he wants. God bless him.
It's all he wants. That's all he's ever wanted.
But I guess he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
But has he said it before? I'm sure he said it before. They all say it.
Like he's not going to do a comeback tour next summer.
I mean,
the following summer.
Can I be honest? I don't really want to see Ringo.
I've never wanted to see
Ringo. I was like, do I need to see Ringo before he retires?
Yeah.
And I guess I'm okay with not seeing Ringo.
That's like if just Boyd Tinsley went on.
Listen, I love Ringo. I really do.
I just don't
and
need
in
to
all
see
the
him.
Movies, he's like the funny one. Uh-huh. You know, he's the goofy one.
Yeah.
And I love him. And he's a weird looking motherfucker and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ridiculous. But I guess I just don't need to see him. Yeah. I think I'm okay with being alive while he's alive. Because that alone is a gift. You
if
know?
He passes away, if he ever
He'll
passes
never
away, would you be sad that you didn't see him in person?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'd be like, I lived while he was alive.
Yeah.
I need to see Paul it's McCartney, though, I think.
You absolutely do.
I need to see Paul McCartney.
My mom bought me and my dad and her tickets when he was at Citi Field, the new nice. Shea Stadium in New York. And it was like...
When was that?
A few years ago. It was the coolest concert I've ever been to.
With your mom and dad. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we had great seats. And to watch a Beatle play Beatles songs is something else.
Dude, I want to take my mom to the final Star Wars movie premiere.
Which one's the final one?
It's coming up in December.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know how to do that. And I don't know if I can.
What do you mean?
But it's a really fun idea of mine. Man, she might listen to this. Never mind. I wanted to like surprise her if I was going to do something like this.
Tell her not to listen to this episode.
Don't listen, Mom. Stop Ryan, it. Go away.
Mom, make a note to not tell Steve's mom about this episode.
Mama, go away. Right now, Mom, go.
You're already too late. Forget what you've heard. Neuralize yourself.
Yeah, I really want to, I want to do really something. Cause I was just thinking like you seeing Paul McCartney with your mom and dad is probably like a wonderful yeah. bonding experience. It was wonderful music. Paul McCartney, the Beatles. Live music.
Live Beatles.
Live Beatles.
Live nude Beatles.
And I was like, man, I want to do something like that with my folks. But, you know, something like that would be good, like Paul McCartney. Like, I could bring my mom and dad mm-hmm. to see Paul McCartney, and I think we'd all have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And I think my dad would love it, my mom would go nuts, uh-huh. and I would have a great time.
What about if your mom tried to meet Paul McCartney backstage? She was like, you just wait here, get the car. I'll be right out.
Like, she actually has access?
Like, she has a badge.
I'd be like, what the fuck, Mom? Where'd you get that?
I got us tickets. Yeah, I had some money left over. I got
Mom,
a badge.
You got a badge?
Yeah, backstage, baby.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's pretty cool, Mom. All right. We'll go. You're going to meet Paul McCartney?
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mom. That's crazy. That would be very unlike my mom to do that.
She'd be gone.
Pew. Yeah. I mean, I'd be like, go get it, Mom. Go get Paul McCartney, Mom.
Yeah. You guys deserve to be together.
Make Paul McCartney my dad, Mom. Get in there and make him my dad.
Make Paul McCartney my dad on Disney Plus. I was going to ask you a Star Wars question.
Okay, ask
Do you still get invited to like premieres sometimes?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring your mom to one of those? Have you ever done that?
I have not done that, but there haven't really been many. Like, I get invited to like... scary movies and like
bring your mom to a scary movie.
I wouldn't want her first movie premiere experience to be at a scary movie.
She doesn't like
I really believe like being able to take her to the Star Wars premiere would be like the ultimate. I couldn't top it after that because my mom's a huge Star Wars nerd. She got me into Star Wars.
Do you think you could work that out with Hollywood?
I don't know, man. I don't know because I did go to the premiere of the first new Star Wars movie, the Force Awakens.
Okay.
And that was because I entered a influencer subway competition.
Oh, shit.
It was just for influencers. And it was like, make a Star Wars thing showing why you love Star Wars and then have a Subway sandwich in the video or something.
Wow.
And so I did it.
Everyone did it for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I got like cool stuff. Like they gave me the BB-8 that's like electronic and you power it with your phone.
Uh-huh.
Boomer. And they gave me like
one of the B's stands.
They gave me a bunch of Subway gift cards and stuff. Like they gave me some cool shit.
Baby boomer.
But anyway, it was like whoever got the most retweets or something, or like got the most engagement on it.
Yeah. Oh, so they
got to
had
go to the premiere.
Everyone put everything out with no guarantee that you were going to get invited to this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a smart, we have you right in the palm of our hands thing to do.
Oh, dude, I was like, I don't give a fuck what you want me to do.
Yeah.
I will do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because all I could think of, too, was like, who's going to take this if there's no money involved?
Yeah.
So I figured my odds were like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it came down to me and Corey Vidal.
Uh-huh.
And we were like neck and neck. And so...
Mate, you had to fight.
Well, we were like... We got to the point where it was like... He was like, man, it looks like you might win, but, you know, who knows? But we talked about this thing where we were like, if I win, you'll be my plus one. And if you win, I'll be his plus one. Yeah.
And meanwhile, your mom is like... Okay.
I mean, that was my plan.
Yeah.
Was to take my mom to that. But it came down so close to the wire that the Subway team was just like, we're just going to send you to both.
Yeah.
And so, and we were like, but what would plus one? What would we get plus one? And they were like, we'll send you both.
Huh.
So we went and it was amazing and it was a great experience. But that's how I got
after,
to that.
Help me understand this. After all of that free press, right? From all these different influencers.
Yeah. Which we found out not many entered.
But like, let's say realistically, they got a million
potentially
eyes
yeah.
on it.
Potentially, yeah.
They can't spring for two more tickets.
I mean, they're given that many tickets by Lucasfilm and Disney and shit.
Yeah.
To use in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, totally they should have more.
What they're getting out of it is the value. They're getting a lot more value than they're giving back.
I mean, yeah, yes. But they were banking on nerds like Corey and me, which is my favorite Disney Plus show. Yeah,
my brother and Corey and me.
My brother and Corey and me, the puppet. Yeah.
Because Castle.
They were like banking on nerds wanting to do it.
That upset me just now.
The whole thing?
Oh,
I got a great thing out of it, man. I have zero regrets.
That's good. That's good.
They made my dream come true.
Oh, good.
And all I had to do was make a video where I was like doing a dumb Star Wars thing with a Subway sandwich in my hand.
Okay.
And that's all I needed to do, and I got to do something that was like literally a dream come true.
What did you do with the Subway sandwich?
I ate the fuck out of it. Subway's good. I haven't had it in a very long time.
Neither have Subway's I. Good. I would have a Subway today. Yeah. You want to walk to Subway after this?
I don't. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I may not have time, but maybe.
Never mind.
Sorry, Mike. I am a Hollywood big shot now.
That's a perfect example. This song plays in the mall 365 days
absolutely.
A year, 24 hours a day. When the mall's closed, this song is playing, echoing through fucking PacSun.
Uh-huh.
And people have no problem with it. Rob Thomas and Santana Smooth is playing 100% of the time in the mall. And people are like, oh, Christmas music in November.
You're right, dude. It's such a pleasant song. It can't be annoying.
Yeah.
It's not annoying.
Yeah.
There's no part of it that's annoying. It's just too chill. It's just like a really chill, feel-good song.
Yeah. It's like...
And that you can feel the, like, you know, they put a lot into that song. Uh-huh. You can just hear it.
Yeah. That's They're one of those songs it. Where, like, if you're a huge Metallica head and you have a CD in your car and you get to the end of the CD and it just stops and the radio clicks on, and that song is playing, you're not going to change it right away.
No, absolutely not.
Even if you're a Metallica head.
Yeah. I've never skipped Los Lonely Boys Heaven.
Yeah.
I've never skipped it.
Okay.
And I never will.
Challenge accepted. Do you want to do some sponsiers?
Like, you can go to a goddamn beach with your girl to this song.
Yeah. Los Lonely Boys are the Mexican Beach Boys.
You can get into a fucking convertible and drive down the boulevard to this song. You can take a light jog to this song.
Dude, name another thing you could do.
You can make a sandwich for your friend to this song.
Alphabetize your socks to this song.
You could clean up to this song and you'd be grooving out.
Yeah.
This is a good cleanup song.
This is a good, like, it's on in the living room, but I'm cleaning the bedroom.
You know what else it is? Is if we're on the subject of cleaning, this is a good doing the dishes song. Sharing the dishes. You're blowing soap in your loved one's face and you're giggling.
Sharing dishes from Bull Durham.
Sharing dishes from I Love Lucy.
I'm not going to say a name, but my friend the other day, stand-up comedy friend of mine, told me that she was so broke a couple years ago that she was thinking about doing porn. One of those casting couch things. And I was like, oh shit, it's real. And it's happening.
Oh, it is very real. Yeah.
And
this industry will cut your mouth out. Is what they say.
Slap your mouth off the top of your teeth and feed it back to
this
you.
This industry will punch your mouth wide open.
It'll punch your dreams out of your mouth. That's like a wrestling fan thing to say.
I'll punch your dreams right out of your mouth.
But the dude told her that her porn name would be Sharon Showers.
Wow, and that's she was so
like,
good.
She was like, that's awesome.
Wait a minute. I now it's not good.
It is good, no. But the guy didn't realize why it would be good. The guy didn't realize the pun. And so I was like, oh, everyone's stupid.
Yeah, but
stupid.
The showers part insinuates you're into the getting showered on, if you know what I mean about it.
Yes. Golden Slumbers.
The Golden Slumbers, which is my favorite song from Bambi.
Golden showers fill your eyes. So much worse.
Ooh.
Pull. Would you mind if I tried the ooze for a second?
Get out the fuck of it.
Dude, by the end of the Beatles, they didn't want Ringo in the same building.
No. Everyone was so pissed off at Ringo in the end, and everyone knew it.
Tell him to come in and touch his drums on a Thursday when I'm having a nap. Touching drums.
Tell him he can shove his 4,000 rings up his ass. I hope you never find your 4,000 rings.
Dude,
you don't mean it, Paul.
Somebody please.
You'll never find
it. Please make a graphic of Ringo falling down and the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Fuck, that's so fucking funny.
Holy shit.
Ryan, you gotta do it.
Ryan, please.
That's a Ryan thing.
Ryan, add more to your plate and do it, please, for the good of the show.
Is your view over there uncomfortable?
Are you guys comfortable on my couch?
Are you uncomfortable, Mike? Have you ever been uncomfortable in a situation and you don't know what to say? Try Myascapal. And you'll learn how to not give a shit.
With Myascapal, you won't give a shit at absolutely anything. Side effects include giving a shit.
Are you ready to stop giving a shit?
Start stopping a shit today.
Dr. Phil Grossman said that this pill, I forgot the name.
Myascapal
is so effective at making you not give a shit. I don't even give a shit about it.
I could tell you the side effects, but I don't give a shit. But I'm on my
ass. I don't give a shit. Ask your doctor if he gives a shit.
Ask your doctor before giving a shit about my ass. 9 out of 10 doctors don't give a shit.
All right, guys, let's talk about Warby Parker.
It's the glasses boys, right?
When I first heard Warby Parker, I thought it was that Parker Lewis Can't Lose show. Do you remember that show?
It sounds like a somebody who does soaps. Remember soaps? When you would like grind on stuff with special sneakers. If you were too scared to rollerblade, you would.
Oh no! If it involved physical activity, I was not interested in it at all.
Warby Parker sounds like a freestyle walker, like a parkour celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
Parkour influencer.
But Warby Parker is none of those things, ladies and gentlemen. What it is a wonderful eyewear company that makes wonderful glasses, spectacles, And I have loved Warby Parker for a very long time.
So what's their deal? They send you 1,000 pairs of glasses and you put them all in your face?
That's incorrect. And I want to be very clear that that's incorrect.
You tell me.
Mike, that's incorrect.
Thank you.
We're going to get to that. But I want to first talk about Warby Parker as a company, okay?
Please do. I can't wait to hear it, and I'm interested. And
Warby Parker was conceived as an alternative to the overpriced and bland eyewear available today. Prescription eyewear shouldn't cost you more than a plane ticket or a new iPhone. By circumventing traditional channels and engaging with customers directly through their website and retail stores, Warby Parker is able to provide high-quality, good-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the price. The Warby Parker aesthetic is vintage inspired with a contemporary twist. Every pair is custom fit with anti-reflective polycarbonate prescription lenses, just like grandma used to make. Available exclusively through Warby Parker's website and retail stores, glasses start at $95. Guys, that's insane. That's very cheap for glasses.
That's grandma prices.
Including prescription lenses, guys. So that's the frames and the lenses. Eyewear with a purpose. Almost 1 billion people worldwide lack access to glasses. Access to glass asses. That means that 15% of the global population cannot effectively learn or work, guys. Which is crazy because glasses were invented 700 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. We should be on top of this, guys. And Warby Parker partners with nonprofits like Vision Spring to ensure that for every pair of glasses sold, a pair is distributed to someone in need, which is really cool. I love that part of it. We believe that everyone has the right to see at Warby Parker. That's very sweet, and I love it. All right, well, let's talk about the try-on kit, like Mike was talking about incorrectly. So there's a try-on kit that you can order, and they'll send it to your home. You pick the glasses you like on the site or on the app, and then you can pick a certain amount of pairs of glasses that you want to try on at home, because we all know that there are virtual ways to try on glasses, and they're nice and they work, but you know, there's nothing beats getting the real pair in your home and putting them on your face and giving it a look-see.
I always say.
And the glasses look cool, man. They are. They're like vintagey, kind of modern, cool. They're hip.
Okay.
You won't be a square if you wear some Warby Parker glasses.
Unless that's what you order.
It's very easy to get the home try on. You just go to the site here, and I'll give you all the information there. And let's see. What else are we talking about here? So guys, if you want to get in on the free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs of glasses and try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Just go to warbyparker.com/banter to order your free home try-on. And why don't you take the quiz they have there to find a pair that is perfect for you today.
I took a quiz before you guys got here.
Oh, and if you guys have an iPhone X, make sure to download Warby Parker's app, where you can use their brand new virtual try-on, allowing you to try on eyeglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style using just your phone. So they also provide the digital version of it. But I like Warby Parker's because it's like augmented reality. So you can like turn your head and the glasses like turn with you. And
yeah,
stuff.
Like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, dude, I love it. All right. Well, anyway, you guys know where to go. WarbyParker.com/banter. Order your free home try-on. Take the quiz and find the pair that's perfect for you today.
Thank you, Warby Parker. This message was paid for by Warby Parker. Both of those guys dug deep in their pockets and paid for this message. I'd like to thank both Warby and Parker for the...
Guys, honey...
Next.
Honey.
What if,
honey.
Where we were so popular, they could go, sponsors. Honey. Warby Parker. Squarespace.
And that's it.
That's it.
Code banter. Anyways, so Mike, I hope not, because I love reading the copy and I love talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, and I love honey. I'm a big fan of honey.
Yeah, honey is great.
Yeah, it's basically an extension for your browser anytime you're buying anything, it will scour the internet at checkout and insert any usable coupon codes for you.
That's right. It really does comb the internet for coupons.
Yeah.
For so many websites.
Comb
and
ponds.
It's built right into your browser. And it's really easy to figure out to get it working.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, it's time for holiday spending. So you can get your mommy, daddy, daddies their gifts that they want for Christmas.
Like Paul McCartney tickets or Star Wars.
Get everybody in your life a Paul McCartney tickets. And maybe honey can help you find a code. Huh? How about that?
Huh?
Oh, and guys, how about the sites? There's you can always get the best deals without even trying on over 20,000 websites such as Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Sephora, Expedia, Target, Best Buy, and more. Huh, those are like the perfect places to order Christmas gifts, you dungus.
Dude, it's so great using this thing and you're like, I predict I'm going to have to spend about this. And then Honey works in the background for you and you're like, oh, it's always less than I expected to pay because of Hunyu.
I know it.
Yeah.
That's why I love it, and that's why I'm so proud to tell you about it. You guys want to hear a little bit more about Honey before I give you those important pieces of information so you can go get it for yourself?
I just want to thank Coldplay for joining us in the studio
today.
Songs about leaves and fruit and the French. Broken heart in a French army from the 14th century.
Ripped off Tom York.
Oh, God.
So, guys, honey's great. Honey's wonderful. Mike and I use it. You're wonderful. I tried to rhyme it. So if you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you need honey. There's just no question. And if you're not, you probably know someone who is. So do them a solid and tell them about honey. Spread the word. Help your friends. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. And it's free to use and installs in just 2 clicks. That's right. Count them. 2, 1, 2. You're done. Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter.
Equal housing lender.
FDA approved.
I don't know what any of those things mean.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved that.
Honey.
Honey. Guys, Quip toothbrushes is now what we're talking about.
The sponsorship robot. Quip toothbrushes is now what we're talking about.
Remember when we tried to sneak Steve Bot into the show and see if he could do it while he's on vacation?
He's fired.
Now it's time to talk about Quip toothbrush.
Doctor recommended 3-month.
Ask Palzapan. Guys, Quip is a wonderful company. I allow them into my mouth every day. And I don't allow just anyone.
I would almost never allow company into my mouth.
Gone are the days where I demand a kiss from everyone in the room that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I remember those times.
Gone are those days.
Yeah.
Because I started to get more careful about what I put in my mouth.
Yeah.
And there's no particular instance that I'm referring to. But I will say that I let Quip into my mouth every day, and it's because I trust Quip.
Yeah, I've never questioned Quip as it enters me.
No, absolutely not. And they're just the makers of the Quip Electric Toothbrush, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Enter promo code ME.
You guys gotta have good brushing habits. It's important. Come on. You know what that means? It means brushing for 2 minutes, twice a day, mister.
Yeah, your oral health affects so many different other aspects of your health. Keep a healthy mouth. Your mouth will thank you about it.
Guys, no matter what brand you use, to be quite honest, and Quip makes that simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. And you're getting all that in a pack, and it gets delivered on a basis. I think it's every 3 months. We're getting to it, though. Let's talk about Quip's sensitive sonic vibrations. They're wonderful. They tell you when to move the brush to the other side of your mouth.
Yeah, it's like somebody going, hey.
Yeah.
Put me on the other side of your mouth.
Put me on, coach, on the other side. The game on the other side needs my help.
Don't neglect the other side of your mouth. All my favorite teeth are on that side.
And it's a nice way to guide your new instincts of brushing for that amount of time on each side of your mouth. And the Quip Floss Dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. And that's cool because you're probably using too much floss when you use it. I'm just going to say it.
Dude, do you use a whole box of floss in a week? That's too much. What are you doing, tying up your loved ones?
Well, Quip's going to help you save on all on that too because it'll show you where to stop, you tugger.
Dude, it's like everyone who works for Quip is like, no one knows how to clean their mouth. So we're going to walk you through
We're going to make it easier. Because obviously it kind of sucks. I'm going to say it around. Guys, plus Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping. So your routine is always right.
That's nice.
It's like they're here for you, man.
Yeah.
And they're helping you do a thing that you really want, which is good oral health. And it ain't something I'm just saying, Jack. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, guys, starting at $25. That's right, $25 for that cool pack that has all that cool stuff in it, man. It's really fun to get it, too. You've gotten it, Mike. You get it, right? I love it. It's like a little magic package of fun little treats.
It's like you went to the dispensary, but it's not. It's for your mouth.
And it's also a reminder to switch out your brush heads, man. That's important stuff.
Dude, they're doing everything for you. You don't have to go to CVS and pick out a different toothbrush every 3 months.
It's really a
no-brainer. And you know you don't do it. There are some of you listening right now who have had the same toothbrush for 7 years, and that, and no judgment, but you're gross.
Stop it, Tony. Stop it.
Tony.
We're worried about you, Tony. Stop using the same brush.
Tony, your mouth is a sewer.
Your mouth is a sewer, Tony. Get Quip. So here's what you got to do, Tony. Go to getquip.com/banter right now, and you'll get your first refill free. How cool is that?
I think it's very
cool. It's a crazy cool deal. It really is. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/banter. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip, the good habits company.
Is that a new tagline?
I feel like it is.
I don't hate it.
I also don't hate it.
Can I say dates that I have?
Yeah, get in there. Unite in shiny armor.
November 15th at 11 o'clock at night, I'll be in Santa Monica for the fallback show at the West Side.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Santa Barbara. Not to be confused with
Banty Salvera.
Banty Salvera. Me and Steve did that for 3 hours.
Geppetto's Bill.
November 15th, where I just told you I was. December 1st, I'll be in Flappers in Burbank. Come see me there. January 3rd, I'll be in White Plains, New York. East Coast, Northeast. Hopefully it doesn't snow. Scared to drive in the snow. Forgot all the fundamentals of driving in the snow. Turn into the skid on January 3rd. February 8th, which is Saturday, I'll be in Nashville at this Olin Rogers' soda parlor. And there's probably like 10 tickets left for that. So get down on it. Squilly bap, squilly bap. And March 14th, which is also a Saturday, I'll be at the Siren Theater in Portlandia.
That's wonderful, Mike. I hope everyone goes.
Everyone go. Do you want to do a history Raj?
Like just one quick one or something? Where are we at on the time balls? I can't
even 53 Meniere's.
Okay, yeah. Let's do like maybe two.
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
I found out long ago. It's a long way.
We can bust these open now, bro.
Banty Salvera.
Wow, these are thick. Damn, she thick, dude. See these thickies?
What kind of brownies are these?
Good.
Brownie? These are brownie flavored? I'll be the judge of that. Are these vegan? I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, closing up.
Benjamin Peyton sends a history road saying, high altitude, history road. He says, dear you wonderful horn honking boys.
I like it.
I think it's pretty obvious that having divorced parents isn't the easiest way to grow up, especially when one of them lives halfway across the country.
It is the easiest way to get cool toys, though.
I'm 21 now and currently in the process of rebuilding a relationship with my father, and I wanted to thank you two for aiding in that process.
Huh.
My dad lives in Oregon, while I have lived in Kansas since the age of 2. And recently moved to Colorado for school. So visits are few and far between. However, his latest visit was an important one. We were hiking the Flatrons?
The Flatrons Mountains?
The Flatirons? The Flatirons. Wow. Damn, what a journey to get to Flatirons. Flat I guess irons I've just never real? Seen that word, yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Everyone from Colorado is laughing their asses off at me, you bullies.
We just got a lot of unsubscribe
years. Fuck you, you bullies. I'm having a hard time right now.
Let Steve have a hard time. In peace.
We were hiking the Flatirons in Boulder, Colorado, and actually talking through things for once. The divorce, the family history, the lingering tension I've had since I was a kid, all of it. We got through so much that I actually felt comfortable sharing some of who I am with him, namely my sense of humor through you babbling boys.
Oh, wow.
I whipped out an old classic, Open Eyes, Close Eyes, and to my surprise, he actually liked it.
Nice. Your dad passes that you can marry your dad.
We laughed hysterically together as our legs grew tired and our eyes were transfixed by the view. It was a really special moment for me. And your podcast with its horns and extraterrestrials is now forever interwoven with an important memory and is one of the few sought-after things my dad and I can enjoy together.
That's really nice.
So thank you for creating such a good-hearted, fun-loving, entertaining show that brings people together while we're stuck on the mountain. Oh, wait, sorry. That brings people together. We're stuck on the mountain and quickly running out of food. And water, please send help. It's so cold.
How did you get this message out?
And why would you have that be the last thing?
Like, anyway, thanks for your time.
I hope the whole thing wasn't just a bit to do that in the end, because I really love this story.
Yeah, I'm going to choose to believe that that's true regardless.
Me too.
That's very nice. Also, an important reminder to talk to people. I know it's hard and uncomfortable, but once you talk, it immediately starts getting better. There's so much weird resentment that builds up when you don't talk about stuff. Yeah. And things become different things in your head and all the problems get worse. So if you got an opportunity to show a parent this podcast, definitely do the one with Wendy.
Oh yeah, where we actually interact with a parent.
Yeah. No, but that's great. Talk to anyone you don't want shit with anymore.
Katie Flagg sends an email saying nothing important. And says, hi, I just fucking love Zoya, and I want her to know. She's the coolest, and her voice is incredibly soothing. You guys are okay, but Zoya is the shit. Born girl Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
That's nice.
On her behalf.
Are you going to tell Zoya?
Yeah, if I remember.
You should tell her.
Hey, Katie thinks you're cool. She would be like, I'm working right now.
Ben Goldberg sends an email. This is the last history road, and then we'll get out of here. Ben Goldberg sends a history road saying, thanks, guys. Now I have a weird girlfriend. I'll keep it short because I know Steve doesn't like to read. Unrelated side note. It's not that I don't like to read. I don't like to read your dumb garbage. Shit.
Steve actually loves to read. I go to love bed for
it. Yeah. I'm rereading Watchmen right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving it. I'm having a great time.
So make your emails more like Watchmen.
Make them good. No, all your emails are good in their own little ways. Unrelated side note, how come Mike never gets the laptop?
Not my laptop. Not my laptop, not my problem. Walk up me, I'm the walkway.
Hashtag not my laptop.
Not all laptops. Hashtag not all laptops.
That's very good. Oh, you should start a joke. hashtag.
Fuck.
Not that one, but another one.
What'd you think of a good one? You should start it.
Okay, so I've been a fan since the SourceFed days. I grew up watching, and thanks to you, I am now a full-grown 20-year-old weird boy.
Oh, thank you.
This is pretty long, I'm going to be honest, even though you said you're keeping it short. I've heard a lot of these history roads about people showing their special lady/boyfriend this podcast and finding out that they have the same type of weird humor. I never thought it would happen to me, and I was honestly perfectly happy keeping my weirdness to myself. That makes me kind of sad, I'm going to be honest. Well, recently I met a very special girl, and I showed her this podcast. I was so nervous that she would hate it, but she is now a weekly listener. If anyone is listening that doesn't think it could happen to them, just wait on it, baby boy.
Mm.
I promise there is someone just as weird, sad, and lonely as you out there. It just takes a bunch of bullshit before you finally find them.
Dude, here's good homework for this podcast. Show 7 people this podcast. Even if you don't think they would like it, I think it'd be a fun experiment.
Yeah, just text a link to one of the videos or something.
Text, tweet, put it in your goddamn Instagram
maybe
stories.
Maybe not the videos, because they might just be angered by our appearance. We'll have to have them hear it first.
I don't care about that. Tell them to tell me.
I don't want them
face.
To be affected by our appearance until they hear our heads.
What do you think is more annoying, our appearance or our voices?
Oh, man. I honestly can't tell you. I'd have to really think about it.
Dude, what if they skim through and they just hear me laugh for a long time and they're like, oh, okay. You got any sports podcasts? Or?
Anyway, love you, boys. Thanks for the laughs, Ben. All right. Well, thanks, Ben. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben, for being here.
Thanks
this
for listening
has
today.
Been.
Yes, this has been. Yeah.
This was Ben.
thank you guys for listening. Great show, Mike. Good show.
Yeah, thank
great
you.
Great show.
For, good show for us.
Thank you, Ariana, for the Browns.
Very nice Browns.
Love the Browns.
Yeah.
And thank you, Ryan. And
that was a HeadGum Podcast.